The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
That's why I see mermaid.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see mermaid.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, John the Hood with you, we've got Shay, we got JC and you. And we have Deal Breakers coming up at 8:35, but now it's time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download that PointsBet app. Get the lightning bets, the same game live parlays. Have a lot of fun watching ball games. And if you want to bet the ponies, use the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Good morning, Secretary, wherever you are.
It's right here's, there, Kevin.
Thank you. Here's Snortley.
In horse heaven. All right.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
We're doing fine, thank you. I know Cap is done for the day, even though we will cross-talk with Bluck and Abdallah. My partner now is making a lot of phone calls and trying to figure out what's happened to FTX. He is wondering.
I don't own any FTX.
He's wondering.
Well, that's good.
He's wondering about his money situation now. So don't worry.
Not own any
of it. If you need me to take over Cap, and I'll be able to hold the fort while you make your phone calls to your people.
So I can get out of my FTX?
Or whatever.
Thank goodness, I don't own any.
Whatever you're tied into there.
We'll go out this door here. He'll be out there on like three different cell phones talking to all his brokers.
My money! Where's my money? Take that!
It's gone.
Like Mormon, or what's the guy's name? Gordon Gekko. Why did I say Mormon Gekko? Gordon Gekko in Wall Street.
All right.
Cap will be out there on seven different cell phones.
Take that.
All right, boys, let's get started with Shot or No Shot. Justin Fields sits at 602 rushing yards on the season. He's on pace to set the Bears franchise record for quarterback rushing yards with 1,137 yards for the year. He's also in shouting distance of Lamar Jackson's NFL record of 1,206 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. And Fields now has been consistently going over 100 rushing yards since the change in offense after the Commanders game. So, shot or no shot, Justin Fields will break Lamar Jackson's single-season rushing record.
I think that's a shot.
Give me the numbers again.
Fields is right now on pace for 1,137. The record is 1,206.
It's a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to say no shot.
Why?
Because he still does not have an elite offensive line. Our running backs are not.
Pardon me.
Excuse me, Roz.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti last night.
The running backs are not having huge success running the football.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not. Because we don't have enough talent on the offensive line. Justin is otherworldly with his athleticism and his speed. So, yeah, I'm going to say no shot. It's not sustainable for an entire season.
What did you think of the offensive line for the Bears against the Patriots?
They were solid. It was a different way to play, though.
It was solid against the Dolphins, for sure. And it was average against the Cowboys, I guess you could say. Average.
Yeah, I think Justin's making people miss because of his elusiveness and his speed.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Lamar Jackson, who's, you know, a whirling dervish spinning around. He's just quick, smart. So, yeah, I'm going to say no shot. I don't see it.
Shay.
All right, Jaquan Brisker was listed as the top safety on the Athletics all-rookie team through 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He's buoyed by his combined 55 tackles, his 3 sacks, and the highlight reel interception in New England. Sauce Gardner, of course, has been a revelation in New York for the Jets, and he will likely be the defensive rookie of the year. Shot or no shot,
okay.
Jaquan Brisker has been the second-best rookie defensive player this season.
Hmm. What do you think? Second best, I would say no shot to that.
I got to look, make sure. Sauce Gardner's going to win. It's not even going to be close.
Mm-hmm. Just adding on another draft pick, another log on the fire for the Jets.
And you said rookie defensive player, correct? Because There's Kenneth Walker and Damian Pierce and Chris Olave. Tariq Woolen from the Seahawks has four interceptions, eight passes defended, a touchdown, two fumble recoveries, a blocked kick. Yeah, I love Brisker. So I'll say it's a shot by the end of the year.
Second best?
Second best behind Sauce Gardner. But Jack Jones with the Patriots is really good. Aiden Hutchinson.
Sure, we're going to see him Sunday, right?
Yeah, 22 quarterback pressures, 4.5 sacks, and an interception of Aaron Rodgers at the goal line.
You know what's interesting with Aiden Hutchinson, too? He got off to a slow start. This is so in the weeds. But the Lions have actually made a point to stand him up on the line instead of having him down in a three-point stance. Since they've stood him up, he's been incredible. So we're catching Aiden at the wrong time.
And how about this? So ESPN did the top 10 rookies, offense or defense.
Sure.
And then they did three guys just missed. Brisker didn't make any of that.
Yeah, I'm going to say
not even listed. He's in others receiving votes.
As you said in our first hour about the defense going through transition, not having enough pass rush, and you feel like because you don't have enough of a pass rush, you can't be opportunistic getting takeaways, then that probably affects Gordon and Brisker in that regard. So that's why I say it can't be number two. I'd say top five, but not two. Because of what you laid out.
If he had a, like you just said, a great pass rush in front of him and a great run stuffing defense, yeah, he could have an unbelievable year. So he's also a victim of circumstance.
Will he make the all rookie team?
Well, that's the hope. It'd be nice.
I'm going to say he does.
Probably so. I would say yes. But as far as number two, I would say no shot to that, just based on the roster composition defensively. All right, Shay.
All right, reporting yesterday from the GM meetings indicated the White Sox are not likely to be big-time spenders this offseason. The Sox are expecting an opening day payroll of $180 million with their current payroll projection already at $170 million. So they're going to add $10 million all offseason, indicating their path forward through this offseason will prioritize trades over free agency. Shot or no shot, the White Sox need to be open to going over $200 million in payroll.
Well, that's a shot. Well, that's a shot. But I don't know if Jerry looks at it and says, you have enough talent. If you were contending by July, I'll tip it over to $200 million. But you shouldn't have to wait until July. Because, as Jerry probably will tell his close confidants, time's ticking.
Right.
So let's go now, man.
That is for all of us.
Yeah. But, I mean, Cap, you know Jerry. You know him better than I do. He wants another World Series championship.
He does.
That means more to him as much. Sometimes, I think, maybe more so than the six championships for the Bulls.
I think it does mean more. Baseball's in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
He likes basketball.
Yeah.
It's a business.
It's Michael's.
It's Michael. Yeah, I'm going to say it's a shot. They should be over $200 million. But he may say, and if you go back, I think they spent $208 last year. If you factor in all the luxury tax, all the benefit, the whole payment you got to make.
I get it.
And they got nothing for it. Maybe he's saying, you know what? Show me what you can do, and in July, I'll let you add on.
But I can't get the left-handed thump I need with $10 million to spend.
Yeah, Brandon Nemo's not walking through that door.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't, like, that can't, I need left-handed thump like a hobo needs a ham sandwich on this in this Sox lineup.
Correct.
Badly.
Correct.
So you can't tell me, well, we'll just try to find some scrap heap second baseman and let's go north with that. No. Better than that. Like, there, as I told you in September, some of these popular Sox might have to leave here. Giolito, Aloy, just saying, you might have, if you're trying to get the team better and a little bit, have a little bit more diverse, to be, have the lineup a little bit more diverse, then maybe you need to find that left-handed thump from someplace by trading someone that you didn't think you'd have to trade.
You go back to that Craig Kimbrel trade with the Cubs. AJ Pollock opted out. He's not coming back. So you got nothing on the roster. The Cubs still have both those guys. Now, Madrigal's been hurt. Cody Hoyer had Tommy John. But if he ends up a big piece of their bullpen, that works out a way bigger trade for the Cubs than the White Sox.
Well, if Nicky Two Strikes is something, then you've won the trade.
Right.
We'll see.
If both work out, then it's a massive win. Go ahead, Shay.
I'm not happy with that, though, Cap. Like, the, what Jesse told us yesterday and then what Chase saying now,
yeah,
that's not good enough. Like, Cleveland, to me, will once again be atop the division if you're just going to stand pat and do nothing.
Maybe. You got a lot of talent on your roster now. You do. It's just mismatched parts. But if you get rid of Abreu and Vaughn's now at his natural position, we'll see. We will see.
Shay?
All right. Kyrie Irving is nearing the end of his five-game suspension. It is expected the suspension will last longer than that as he completes six, quote, action items issued by the Nets for his reinstatement. Meanwhile, the Nets blew out the Knicks last night without him, and the teams across the league, especially the Lakers, mm-hmm. have shown essentially negative interest in trading for Kyrie. And Irving will also be a free agent this offseason. So, shot or no shot, Irving will get another contract in the NBA.
That's a shot. Absolutely.
He's too talented to not get a deal. He is. I don't believe that he will play after this season in Brooklyn.
He's going to play again. I just don't know where.
What's interesting to me is if teams really don't want, like, they're not going to pay max contract for Kyrie, even though he's a max talent.
Is he going to play for less, you're saying?
Right. I think the ultimate outcome for me here is he might just retire.
Well, listen.
He's going to leave millions on the table.
Yeah, well, if you got millions.
He's already said he's not interested in the money. He doesn't like the circus around the NBA. He just kind of wants out.
I think if some team wants him, he'll go. But he has millions of dollars already in the bank, and so if he wants to walk away.
Let me ask you a question, Shay. You own a team. Your GM calls you and says, hey, I met with Kyrie Irving. We had dinner. He's contrite. I want to bring him in. You letting him?
Of course. Of course.
I was asking him.
But he's busy talking to someone, you see.
Oh,
so instead of asking him, talk to your partner. I might have an answer to it as well.
I already know your answer.
Yeah.
You would.
He's busy. Now, like, would he play for me? No. Because I can't depend on him for 82 games.
Yeah,
I
want him nowhere near my franchise.
But I know that it's going to be some team that says, we just need a point guard to put us over the top. And whatever you think of Kyrie Irving, he's a top five guard in this league as far as what he can do, ball handling, scoring the ball, all that. But he has not been the same guy since he won that championship with LeBron.
Correct.
He is, I don't know, he has gone off the deep end as far as going AWOL during George Floyd, not checking in with the owner, all this stuff. Since winning the championship, for whatever reason, he's not the same guy that we remember.
Correct.
So, yeah, some team would get him, absolutely.
Someone will give him a chance. If I owned a team, I would not.
To answer your question, Kev, yeah, I would not either. Mine is even, like with Hood, mine's more about the basketball because he hasn't played a full season in, what, 4 years?
It's just the availability.
He totally dipped on the bubble. Hoodie mentioned that. You got the vaccine issue where he was sitting out of home games. And whether you have an issue with the rule or not, it was his decision to do that.
Yeah, I don't want him on my roster.
Correct.
Even if he's playing at a high level, I don't want the side.
I have no interest in him.
I'm out.
All right, that is Shot or No Shot, a Thursday edition here on Cap and J-Hood. Coming up next, someone tried to send Cap something. We get to that coming up next, but first, Danny puts money in your pocket in 1 minute here on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
It's the Captain J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With you till 10, then we crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah from 10 to noon. Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvie at 2. Tyler Aki, college basketball guru, 6 to 8, right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. We turn now to Shay Norling with the latest news about Cap. Go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, so this just came across the desk back here at the ESPN Chicago Update studio.
So you need that's a fine, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what he's talking about, so I'm excited to hear what this is about me.
Apparently there was a delivery for David Kaplan. Anybody who knows David Emmanuel Kaplan knows that he would never accept said delivery. There was a case of White Castle delivered to ESPN, to David, at the loading dock at 1 a.m. Now, we believe believe, because anybody who knows Cap knows he's not eating White Castle, we believe this must have been poisoned.
I don't know who would send me White Castle. I haven't had White Castle in years. In fact, I think the last time that I had White Castle, it was on the way home from my old radio station with Tom Waddle in my truck. And he said, let's get White Castle. He'll deny that. It's a fact. Absolutely 100%. And we went like 9:30 at night because we got off the air at 9. And we went to the one on Addison. So I'm positive that's the last time I ate White Castle. Waddle got here in February of 07. So it's 16 years ago, at least. So I don't know who's trying to poison me.
Okay. Well, let's get to the real story. And the story is that someone is sending you White Castle. It's not because they think you like it, Cap. Come on. Let's can we just talk about the topic? The topic is that someone's trying to poison you. Now, I think we need to get to the bottom of this. Now, could you tell me, do you have any enemies?
Probably.
The city of Chicago comes to mind.
All right. Any suburbs, maybe? Cap, why would someone do that to you? I mean, first of all, it's 1 in the morning. What time do you think you get in here for a 7 a.m. show? He's prepping for 6 hours. He needs some overnight food to prep for the show.
Here's the other question that I have. How come the delivery is apparently in my name, Shay?
It was left for David A., I think, but we're not. Like, who else could it have been? There's no David A.
David A. Kaplan.
I imagine it's for David A. Hole. That's what I imagine they were delivering to.
Wait, David A.
Kaplan.
So why did you assume that's automatically me?
It was to ESPN, David. Who else?
There's two. Yeah, it was addressed to ESPN. I think maybe the police might want to call.
Maybe we can get CSI in to
CSI
test the burgers.
Chicago? I don't think they have a show.
Well, it's a new one.
Oh, is it? Is it new? Yeah. CSI Chicago. Okay.
Part of the PD series. Chicago PD series.
Oh, Chicago PD. Oh, the guy, they'll come from Bridgeport to help you.
We'll have our guy, Bill Peterson, come in and do some testing on said burgers, and we'll find out if they're poisoned or not.
Chicago PD, I understand that you've got some White Castles. You got some stuff here. You any fries?
No fries. Someone tried to poison me,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, and what else did they send? Just burgers?
I don't know. I didn't get a look at it. I know we tossed it because it's been out there since 1 in the morning. It's probably not even safe to eat.
So at the break, I'm going to go with my phone and take a picture of the whole delivery.
You'd have to ask where it was tossed. I imagine it's in the garbage now.
Oh, they got rid of it?
Yeah, we told them get rid of it. It was out there since 1 a.m. Even if it's not poisoned, which it probably was, there's no shot it's healthy to eat anymore.
I think we should get Sergeant Hank Voigt on this, on the story.
Chicago PD. So you say there was some burgers. Okay. Was it the double cheeseburger? Did they have onion rings or the crinkle cut fries? I love the crinkle cut fries. I tell you, 1 in the morning, it's great.
I wonder if that's what it... Bring him in. Maybe he can help you.
I need to find out.
So, Cap, what are we going to do, man? I mean, because if someone is trying to send you burgers, there must be something going on here. Someone, do you think this is a plot by Bleck and Abdallah?
Wouldn't shock me.
You think it's those two that might have cooked up something?
Wouldn't shock me.
The question is that what would you like for someone to send you? Would you like for someone to send you something right here at shipping and receiving, a nice gift? What would you like?
I don't need anything.
A man doesn't need anything.
I'm a happy guy. I'm in my warm-up. I'm going to go work out. I'll go to eat lunch. Yep. I'll go to TV, and I'll go home. I got a simple routine life.
Simple routine, yes. For someone that's in our business, yes. That is routine.
Very routine oriented.
Yes.
I eat the same stuff basically every day. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to stay locked in.
I see.
I don't need anything.
Okay. But so you don't need any gifts, like money? Would you like
someone? I don't. My birthday's next week, and my wife's like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't want anything. There's nothing I need.
Crypto.
Some FTX, that would be nice.
All right, so Shay, what do we do now? How do we get out of, how do we help this situation? Because we can't have this coming to David Kaplan. We can't have that.
I think what we need is somebody to step forward, call the station, admit that you sent poisoned White Castle to Cap.
I think so.
I think that's what we need.
We need someone to step up here and just say it, man. Because that's just the weirdest thing. Cap's not here overnight. For God's sakes.
So yeah, what do they think we like throw them in a freezer box and thaw them every morning?
No, no, it's actually genius because the delivery can only go to a certain, like 2 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get it done at 1 a.m. They know we're here early. We're the first people to see it. It's perfect.
But, Jake, the problem with that, like, even if it's not White Castle, if you sent me food from anywhere and you had it delivered here at 1 in the morning, by the time I get in at 5, I don't want to eat it, whatever it is.
It's frozen anyways. Microwave it.
Why is it frozen?
What do you mean frozen?
Like, it comes frozen, and they just heat
it up. What's coming frozen?
The burgers and all that stuff.
You're getting frozen White Castle
delivered?
Hold on a minute.
That's why I want to go look at this.
When they make the burgers, they're frozen patties. Yeah, the patties are frozen when they come in, so they can. It's fast food, right? So it doesn't matter.
Are you talking about at the White Castle or when they're on the loading dock?
At the White Castle, meaning, so if you heat it up in a microwave, it's the same thing.
Right, but when it's on the loading dock, it's been cooked. What are we doing here?
He's on Spain time.
Yeah, he is.
That's what it is.
He just came back from Spain.
So JC, Jake Cantu is on Spain time. We're talking about a soggy bag of White Castles, Jake Cantu.
Right, these are not raw.
Even better than soggy.
They were cooked, right, Shay?
I believe they were cooked, yes. If it was a box of frozen patties, then we would take them upstairs and
throw them away.
Lunch. Like no, they were cooked. It was White Castle delivered here. If it's been sitting out there for 3 hours by the time I get here, I have no interest in it. It's probably toxic.
If it's Jake Cantu and
more for me.
If it was Whataburger, he definitely would have had it if he came here at 1 a.m.
Oh, and now you're speaking my language.
That's exactly what. If it's Pete Terry's, he would have been all over it. That's what it is. My God. So, Cap, just be careful, man. I don't know. Is there anything I could do to help this situation?
No.
You need eyes in the back of your head.
Why do you think I walk out with Hoodie every day? A, I love him. B, he's my bodyguard.
Okay. I think that's unfortunate.
You're a big dude, man. You're 6'4".
Okay, that doesn't matter.
Nobody's going to mess with you.
Okay, you don't need a bodyguard. You, in particular, don't
need
a bodyguard.
According to Snorling, the whole city wants me to eat these burgers.
Oft? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Wasn't aware of that, but.
Does that frighten you?
No.
Okay. It's because of me, because I'm here.
Correct.
Okay. That's why I'm the greatest partner you've ever had. That's the only reason why. Because I cast a wide shadow.
It's because you've got a mean streak that would protect me.
If provoked.
Waddle's going to protect me?
Yeah, well, I mean, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. All right, coming up, we've got Deal Breakers, Cap. You never know what's going to happen in Deal Breakers.
So, I love Deal Breakers.
So just off-the-wall questions.
When you were on vacation,
mm-hmm.
Courtney had to play Deal Breakers. Was it Courtney that played Deal Breakers?
Yeah, it was Courtney, yeah.
She was nervous.
Why?
Courtney and Dion played it.
What's wrong?
You never know where this thing goes.
She was nervous, huh? Listen, I'm nervous. We're going to find out what Deal Breakers will bring to the table coming up next. You're listening to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Cap and Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and here's the
Wrong
case
show.
Of... No? Not the People's Court?
No.
It's too bad. Good show.
Was enjoyable.
It really was.
When you were home on a sick day from school.
Mm-hmm.
You'd watch a little Gilligan's Island, a little Underdog, McGill Gorilla Hour of Power,
and learn about the justice system with the People's Court.
Who was the Commander McBragg mm-hmm. you brought up the other day?
Exactly. Right.
Or Clutch Cargo
mm-hmm.
and Chelveston the Duck.
Oh God!
And then you'd watch People's Court, Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, so, all part of the daytime programming when you're a kid and you're sick.
Correct.
Deal Breakers is kind of a brand new partner brought to you by someone special.
That would be SEO Level Up. They are the best. You need to get search engine optimization. That is the company you use. They are amazing. Yes.
Here is Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys. Hoodie, I got to tell you, it's such a pleasure to have you back. It's been two consecutive iterations of Deal Breakers without my guy, Hoodie. And I'm so excited to welcome you back.
Good to be back. It's always fun because you never know what's going to happen.
We have a good one here.
All right.
All right. You have a 20-year-old son who is still living in your house. Mm-hmm. He has goals of being a video game streamer. One day tells you he's quit his job and left school to focus on streaming Call of Duty. Now,
I can hear JC in the background. Yeah, he's actually considering.
He's really thinking about it.
I heard it.
That was my dream one.
That's a good idea.
Now, your son does have a large audience, nearly 500 people that watch his stream regularly, but he's yet to monetize it. So the question, would you encourage him growing this and potentially monetizing his passion, or would you tell him to get a job or get out of your house?
Well, Cap, because I'm the great negotiator, I would try to ask him, can you do both? Can you be a successful gamer and also have a 9-to-5? Or a part-time job to bring some kind of income in to help pay some of these bills? How about that?
If I saw there was an end game here, Dad, I'm going to be able to get a scholarship at... Because there are schools that give scholarships now for gaming, e-gaming. If I thought, you know what? He's winning tournament after tournament. He has a chance. There are colleges coming after him. I would support it wholeheartedly. If I thought he's drinking Mountain Dew, eating Subway subs, and just playing games and getting high, no, I would not.
Stereotypical view of the video game streamer. By the way, Cap, remember the son is 20 in this case, so the college scholarship might be out the window.
So it's got to be a professional.
Again, I would have to see that there was... Is there a path here?
Yeah.
Or are you just a lazy ass?
I see.
That's what I'd have to know.
Along with the Subway sandwich and the Mountain Dew, you said.
Correct.
Would you maybe offer like a time frame? Like 6 months, you got to be making money on this or you're gone.
No.
I'm saying, JC, is it wrong for me to say as a parent... Hey, you know, you're 20, but you can do this, but what about something on the side? Because the one thing that I would influence, and Cap would agree with me on this, multiple revenue streams. Even as a 20-year-old, nothing wrong with having a little side job.
I think, too, if you have, like, something else in that field, like, say you're a graphic designer and a gamer. You sell this stuff part-time and make... whatever graphics for this person. And it's the same thing. You combine them all. That would be my path.
I would say that it is not a deal breaker, but I would negotiate.
Yeah.
Or influence.
Again, as the parent of four,
you
know if your kids are being lazy or if your kids actually have a path that they're following. So I would have to know more about the young person, man or woman.
So on the surface, I would say it's not a deal breaker for
me. Same here.
All right, Jay.
All right, your wife wants to spice things up in the bedroom with a three-way, and she has a friend who's interested.
Let's go.
But there is a problem. This friend has an on-again, off-again boyfriend who is a huge hothead and a gun nut and might flip out on you if he finds out this girl was in the threesome. Would you do it anyway?
Of course. There is shallow Cap once again.
How hot is she?
Not shallow Hal, shallow Cap.
How hot
is she? Gundot. Did you again, Shay, give us the caveat again. That back part of it. One more time.
So you want this, your wife has a friend, she wants to have a threesome with you, she's interested, but she has a boyfriend on and off, on again, off again boyfriend. Huge hothead and gun nut.
Yeah.
And he might flip out on you if he finds out about this. Are you doing it anyway?
That's a deal breaker for me. Absolutely not. Because it is the unknown. If I know that she's unattached, she's just single and she just wants to be part of a three-way dance, go right ahead. But knowing that her background is that her boyfriends could shoot me at any time, tough.
I mean, does the guy have a criminal background?
You don't know. Just based on what he just said, what would you do? See, you're always trying to add on to the deal. He gave you this synopsis.
He didn't tell me how hot she was.
Also, just a girl.
Yeah, I'll probably pass.
because you got to know how hot she is first. Shallow.
Well, if you told me it's Giselle, I mean, I might be worth a risk.
Well, she wouldn't be doing it with you.
Probably not.
She won't even do it with Tom.
Probably.
How about that?
Probably not.
Tom also probably couldn't be bothered to come after Cap. He's got bigger problems.
Yeah.
He's not worried about it.
So
he is a hothead, but I don't think he's sweating.
It's probably
that.
A deal breaker for me. If he's a gun nut, I'm probably not doing it.
But if she's hot, I'll consider it one time.
What if he's
I'll
just
hide.
A hothead? Like, what if he might just beat you up? Like, he's going to come kick your ass, but he's not going to bring guns to the party.
I got Sam Frasco. Great Sammy on security.
Yeah.
Sammy, you got a job.
And he's
keep me safe.
And Cap's lawyered up. Don't
Look
forget
at
about that.
That. He's going to add to his cash flow just so we can have a threesome.
Stand in front of the door. Ah! Ah! Anybody, Sam? Nope. Ah! Take that! Take that! Anybody yet, Sam? Let's keep going.
Go seriously. Ahead.
Cap. Shallow.
Pretty.
Gotta know what she looks like.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sad.
Yep.
All right.
Snarling.
All right, you and your wife have been married for 15 years.
Oh, that's good. Anybody yet, Sam? Let me know. My God! Here we go, legs up!
Sam Frasco!
Here we go, legs up!
See that guy walk by, pointed at his AirPods and shaking his head like, you guys are out of your mind.
Honey, honey, you're too young to remember the rabbit ears. Take your legs. honey.
You ain't getting this up and down the dial.
Back in the day, we used to have rabbit ears. Okay. On the TV. Take your thigh. Hold on! Sammy!
Are we clear?
Are we clear, Sammy? All right, let's do it. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, boys. You and your wife have been married for 15 years.
Honey, you remember, you're too young, but we had a game, Twister. Okay? I want you to take your sphincter. Take your ass, and I need you to turn it
on. Oh, God.
Sammy, we're going to do the Twister. Anybody at the door? Good. Here we go.
Wow.
Take your ass.
Come on. Somebody in our Twitch chat said if she's not hot, Cap's going to tell her, honey, she doesn't have any talent. Can't do it. Right. She has no talent.
I'm just telling you.
Wow.
Shit. Sammy, anybody there? Honey, you're too young to remember this. Operation, okay? I'm going to stick my piece.
Operation.
Right here.
The red nose that lit up.
When your nose lights up, then I'm a winner. Take that.
Take that.
Sammy, anybody? Nope. All
right. First clear.
All right, here we go. Need a bodyguard.
Shit.
Deal Breakers continues after this on Cap and J-Hood. Ah!
Cap and J-Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. And by the way, Cap, we have Deal Breakers, and it's got a brand new sponsor, brand new partner.
SEO Level Up. My guys, Tommy and Bob, that is search engine optimization. For those of you out there, you need to get your company on the front page on Google at the top. These dudes are the best. I've worked with them on YouTube. They're amazing.
Amazing. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys.
By the way, Shay, Sam Frasco, who I like to call king of security around here,
mm-hmm.
just said, I got your back, whatever you need.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Tell Hoodie's killing me.
There you go, Cap. Now you're fire away. You can have that
Midnight.
Threesome.
Rock and roll.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Shay.
I don't want to know that. Go ahead.
All right, boys. You and your wife have been married for 15 years and recently celebrated your child's 10th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
One night, she tells you she has to come clean about something. She says 10 years ago, she slept with someone else and she's actually not sure the child is yours. After a paternity test, you find out it's not your kid. Do you stay with the family and your wife and the child, or do you leave?
I stick around.
Okay. Wow. That one.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Read it again.
You've been married 15 years. You celebrated your child's 10th birthday, but your wife tells you one night she's got to come clean about something. She slept with someone else 10 years ago, and she's not sure the child is yours. So you get a paternity test. It's not your kid. Are you staying or are you out?
Have we had a good marriage since then? And is like,
yeah, no issues.
No issues, and we raised the child. We have a great family.
Yeah.
I'm staying.
I'm staying as well. This is kind of reminiscent a little bit to American Gigolo that's out on Showtime now. Kind of same scenario. Guy's been taking care of what he thought was his son for a long time, and it come to find out that it's not really his son. But he's still sticking around. He's not going anywhere. He's well-to-do. He's got a wife he loves. So he sticks around. So I would say I'm sticking around. Now, the relationship I have with my wife,
that's a different story. There's going to be some issues there.
I'm getting the kind of probably the bedroom off to the side.
Staying in the house?
Yeah, of course.
So you're blowing up the marriage then?
It's not me blowing it up. She blew it up, pal.
But it happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. What took her 10 years to come clean?
Guilt, probably.
Guilt.
Like, has she been going through therapy and now she says, okay, I've got to tell you this. It's been driving me insane for 10 years. I'm not sure that actually you're the biological father. It was a mistake. We've had a great, like, have I suspected she's been cheating for 10 years or?
Just a one-off.
It was a one-off.
Yeah.
I would.
That's just based on the story
you told us. I would not want to affect.
Correct. One-off.
Affect my child's life.
Right.
My wife and I would have to probably go through some intensive stuff.
In the meantime,
but I would not want to affect my kid.
But in the meantime, and in between time, I'm in the guest room.
No, because that your kid's going to know what's going on.
Well, I would say,
well, actually, he's not your dad. What?
I have sleep apnea, so I have to go to the next room. That's why I'm going through sinus and snoring right now, right. And so that's why, for medical reasons, son. That's why I'm doing this.
Like, I would not want to ever affect my child. I want them to grow up. Everything's been great. The kid's 10 years old. He's well-adjusted, or she. I am not blowing up their life. I can't.
That's the root of the issue, because at some point, whether you're the biological father or not, you do become the dad.
Correct.
You're the only father figure in this kid's life. It's not their fault.
When do you tell the kid? Do you ever tell the kid? Is it there's a lot of deep family secrets, deep rooted family secrets. You know this, right?
Correct.
That you don't know that you'll never come out.
Like, I would probably need some professional guidance how to do it. But when the kid was, you know, before the kid got married, like the kid's seriously involved with someone and going to get married, so they're in their mid-20s, 30, whatever. Yeah. I would probably, as the mom, say, you need to know something. Your father is not actually your biological father. You need to know that what your medical records are, because there could be things in your history. I don't think I would share that I cheated on your dad. I don't think I would ever share that.
Cap, you bring a great point into that, because my take on it initially was, why tell them? 30 years have gone by. They've lived a happy life. Why shatter the illusion?
Because they need to know their medical records.
That's a good point.
The medical records are good.
Like, if you find out, oh, God, I've got in my background, there's an 80% chance I'm passing something, some gene on.
Yeah.
They have a right to know that.
Scurvy. Rickets. Something like that.
Tom.
Yep.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I would probably ask for some professional guidance. My wife and I would work through our things privately. I'm not moving into another room, but I would probably never tell the kid, yeah, mom, you know, got hooked up with some dude one night, and that's actually your father. We have no idea who he is or where he is.
Well, if I'm not moving in a different room, then I'm definitely got my mountain of pillows between us.
Probably right.
You're never getting any of this again.
Sammy, she's never getting any more of this. Go home.
Yeah.
Bring the other one in.
How about that? That's how that works for me.
Yeah. Che, you got one more?
Well, actually, I have an impromptu deal breaker. I haven't written this one out, but someone in the building gave it to us, and you both heard it. I don't know if we're cleared to say who this person was, so I'll just say someone in the building mentioned they will be going to see a doctor for the first time in 4 years. They're getting a physical today.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor is a woman, and that has been a point of contention in their life. In his life. It's been a point of contention in his life that he's going to see a woman doctor for the physical.
So what?
And the deal breaker question is?
I'm trying to think of how to phrase it. If your wife came to you and said, I'm seeing a new doctor, I'm getting a physical, it's a man. Would you even think twice? I wouldn't even think twice
about it. My wife goes to a man. Oh. My sister-in-law, Wendy, is an awesome doctor. She's an internist.
Yeah.
I've got friends who are patients of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Going to see a woman. Who cares?
Right. I've always had a woman doctor. I find it actually kind of wild that somebody would go up to you and say, you're seeing a woman?
Yeah.
Why is that your business, one?
My doctor was, I had a female doctor all the way up to the last 4 years. Dr. Elstrup at Northwestern. And now I've switched over to a guy now who listens to the show. To a doctor now. But I had a woman for a long time as a doctor.
Yeah, my doctor's a man, but I have no issues whether it's a man, a woman. Yeah.
Gender should not matter as long as they know what they're doing, right? Does it matter?
They're professionals.
Yeah.
They're not looking at you going, oh, God, lock the door. Let's get it out. No. They're pros. What they do.
Well, for me, I think the age matter. I had a 7-year-old guy at first.
And then 7-year
70-year-old guy at first.
7-year what is
7-year
this?
Old. Like, 7-year old guy at first, and then I switched to a female doctor.
Yeah.
And the guy was just he was just too cold on his doctors would have cold hands, but too cold, too I don't know, weird grip. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that. His hands were cold because of the circulation, not the way it's supposed to be. Let's take a look at the balls.
I mean, yeah. You can't have a doctor with cold hands fondling your junk, hoodie.
Not too cold.
Cap, keep that in mind. Make sure your hands stay warm.
Cold and clammy hands. Now cough. Now cough.
Wow.
Sammy, the doctor's checking underneath here. It's okay.
We're all good.
Sammy's just here for every situation. He's always outside your door.
If I ever won the lottery, I'm hiring Sammy. Sammy's just going to be with me at all times.
So I understand, Jake, you want a younger woman fondling and checking underneath, right?
I didn't say that.
What would you
prefer? You want the undercarriage.
I just wouldn't prefer the older 7-year-old wrinkly.
24 or younger, blonde.
Yeah, works cold part hands. Time at Crazy Horse.
And a weird grip.
Matt Eberflus and Justin Fields spoke about the offensive adjustments yesterday. How will that affect their game against the Lions? We talk about it in 2 minutes on Cap and J Hood. Sammy.